Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Dixie City Jam by James Lee Burke, narrated by Mark Hammer. This book is copyrighted 1994 by James Lee Burke. This recording is copyrighted 1994 by Recorded Books. They're out there, under the salt, the bodies of German seamen who used to lie in wait at the mouth of the Mississippi for unescorted American tankers sailing from the oil refineries of Baton Rouge. For Dave Robichaud, the search for a forgotten Nazi submarine sunk off the coast of New Orleans stirs up old hatreds submerged for just as long. And now, Dixie City Jam.
Chapter 1. Not many people believe this, but in the early months of 1942, Nazi submarines used to lie in wait at the mouth of the Mississippi for the tankers that sailed without naval escort from the oil refineries at Baton Rouge into the Gulf of Mexico. It was a shooting gallery. Because of wartime censorship, the newspapers and radio carried no accounts of the American ship sunk off the Louisiana coast. But just after sunset, people could see the oil fires burning on the southern horizon, like a quickening orange smudge low in the winter sky. As a little boy in New Iberia, I heard shrimpers talk about the burned, oil-coated bodies of four merchant sailors who'd been found floating like lumps of coal in an island of kelp, their sightless eyes and poached faces strung with jellyfish.